Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2073, and it was recorded on Thursday, the 8th of August, 2019. Your readers this week are me, Paddy Watkins, and...
Trevor Wood.
So, hello from us. Today we have for you, as usual, news items about the city and some letters to the evening news, and also a couple of features. In this part, we will hear the story of the Jenny Lind Hospital. Once again, we have a new listener, so a warm welcome to Margaret Stewart of Norwich. Finally, before we start with some Norwich news, we must mention that today you will also find in your wallets the monthly Norfolk magazine. So we hope you all enjoy listening to both these weekly edition and the magazine. We'll get on with some local news items now. There are expansion plans afoot at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, and we hear also of an extra NHS cash boost for East Anglia. Then expansion plans also for Norwich business Lawrence Scott, plus news that a huge residential development will be commencing in the new year, and on a smaller scale, a market stall business is growing. The region's busiest hospital is embarking on its biggest construction project since it was built 20 years ago. Three different schemes make up the building package at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital in a bid to help meet the rising demand placed on the trust, which it has at times struggled to keep up with. When first opened in Colney in 2001, after 2 years of construction, it treated around 60,000 patients a year in its emergency department. Last year, this swelled to 140,000, with 50% more ambulances turning up at the front door. At the same time, cancer referrals have risen by 10% and emergency admissions by 20% since 2011. But it is hoped that a new three-storey ward block announced today, along with previous developments of a new intervention radiology unit and a new building to house the Trust's new scanner, will help staff deal with the influx of patients. The whole project will cost around £40 million, with some money coming from the NHS England, some from the government, and the rest from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital funds. The money is separate from that announced by the Boris Johnson for the NHS earlier in the week.
Health services across Norfolk and Suffolk will benefit from a £135 million funding boost as part of the Prime Minister's £1.8 billion cash injection for the NHS. Boris Johnson announced that 20 hospitals are set to share £850 million of new funding to upgrade outdated facilities and equipment. The Prime Minister will also confirm a £1 billion boost to NHS capital spending. The health services to benefit from the cash boost in our region include the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, £69.7 million to provide diagnostic and assessment centres in Norwich, Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn to aid rapid diagnosis and assessment of cancer and non-cancerous disease. Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust, £40 million to build four new hospital wards in Norwich, providing 80 beds. South Norfolk Care Commissioning Group, £25.2 million to develop and improve primary care services across Norfolk. Mark Davies, Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Chief Executive, said the funding will help improve and save more patients' lives.
An historic Norwich manufacturing firm is set to grow after the global boss of their parent company promised a significant investment. Bosses of Wolong, who owned Lawrence Scott, in Kerrison Road, close to Norwich City's football ground, visited the city to discuss plans to increase the output. Wolong, based in China, met with Norfolk business leaders to discuss expansion plans at the factory, which currently employs 150 people. It produces bespoke high-voltage electric motors for the oil and gas, nuclear power and defence markets. Lawrence Scott has manufactured in Norwich since 1883. It joined the ATB Group in 2007. James Hahn, Vice President and General Manager of European Operations for Wolong, said, "This is a new and exciting development for our Norwich business and moves us into a new place in our chosen markets." Wolong is a global company with worldwide marketing and design platforms. "We will use our resources worldwide with a focus on Europe to make Lawrence Scott business grow rapidly."
A long-awaited construction of up to 670 homes on one of Norwich's largest brownfield sites is expected to begin next year. Cerise Property Company secured planning permission in the summer of 2013 to build at the Deal Ground and nearby May Gurney sites near Trouss. But 6 years on, and work is yet to start on the £110 million scheme, meaning the land has stood empty for almost three decades. Andre Cerise, director of Norfolk-based Cerise Property Company, which owns the sites, said in a statement, "This is a complex landmass with significant changes. This is not a case of a landowner dragging its heels. In fact, much is happening behind the scenes, and we're at an advanced stage of negotiations with a preferred joint venture partner, which, when completed, will see the commencement of development on the sites. The approved plans are for the construction of up to 670 homes, along with a shop, restaurants and a pub." Norwich City Council said one of the key development considerations was a bridge over the River Yare to access the site from the south. A new bridge over the River Wensum is also required to provide cycle, emergency and pedestrian links.
A Norwich Market food stall is set to expand its menu after moving into a new space four times its current size. Japanese-inspired Bun Box, which dishes up bao buns, dumplings and donburi bowls to hungry diners, is preparing to move into a market space left vacant by the closure of a family-run butcher's. The move will see owner, Chef Tim Irvin, who founded the business on the market in July 2017, taken on at least two more staff members to the current three-person team and offer a wider range of food and specials. Mr. Irvin, who trained at Norwich City College, said the opportunity to expand came along at the perfect time for the stall. "We had our eye on out to try to find suitable premises," he said. "I knew the previous owner, R.S. Baker, was looking to pass on the lease and leave. It worked out they were happy to pass it on. I'm really happy to be expanding and building up Bun Box's stall. In row A of the market is currently closed while repair work and professional cleaning are done at the former butcher's ahead of an opening date set to be around late October."